Blog Talk Radio.
In order to be free, you have to know the truth. Pastor Lionel Gant seeks to use the truth of God's word to help stop the tide of violence and mass incarceration used to enslave people all across this nation. Now, the word of truth by Pastor Lionel Gant.
I am looking for freedom. Looking for freedom. And I'm finding it.
Glory to God, glory to God. This is Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And we're in Atlanta, Georgia today, and it's a rainy day in Georgia. It's another rainy day in Georgia, but we give God all the glory. We thank God for another day, and we thank God for another opportunity to come forth with the word of God. Church of the Living God. We are faced with so many decisions. When we talk about the word of God, when we talk about Israel, when we talk about the Hebrew Israelites, when we talk about the doctrine that's going around now saying that that we, black America, and when I say black America, I'm talking about all of those that was that was dispersed in, during the slave diaspora, where we were scattered throughout the United States, throughout Canada, throughout Central America, South America, the islands, in the Europe. You know, the word of God. You know, you can use the Bible to back up everything that is being said, and now it has come to the light that is true. That there's no way of getting around that. There's only one group of people in the world that this has happened to, and that is us. That is Black America. I mean, so, I can't say that I don't believe in denominationalism. So I'm not a Hebrew Israelite in that sense, but I am a Israelite. I am a child of the Most High God. I believe that I am a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And anyone that picks up this Bible and reads this Bible and with a clear heart, with a clear conscience, see the things that are written in here. You know, you can't get over the fact that David said that, you know, that he's black. You can't get over the fact that Solomon said, you know, that he described himself. Solomon described himself in the Bible. Okay, when we talk about the Queen of Sheba, she came from Africa. She came from Ethiopia. You can't get around the fact that these characters that we're reading about, that we're talking about in the Word of God, that these are people of color. Because you're a white man, you can't just make the Bible white. Because you have this inferiority complex that you want to force on black Americans, but you want to, at the same token, exalt yourself as being the you're not even in this Bible. When you truly look at the Bible, when you truly study the Bible, you know, this didn't happen in Europe. This didn't happen in England, but even you're lying about that, because King James was black. When we look at the Bible, when we study English history, when we study the history of Britain, we know that those leaders were black in Britain. Okay, and then in the process of time, they turned white. because of conquests and wars and battles and people moving and people migrating to different places. Glory to God, excuse me. We know the truth today. We are not hidden behind lies today. We know the truth. We know the whole truth. All right. This is the whole truth, nothing but the truth radio broadcast, Pastor Lionel Gant, coming to you live. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Today we're going to be in the book of Isaiah, the 44th chapter. And we're not going to do an interview today. We normally have interviews on here that we're talking about different subjects. But today we're going to get in the Word of God. We're going to go into the book of Isaiah. And just give me a second right here. Amen. Okay, I'm sorry, I had some background noise that I was hearing. Again, this is Pastor Lionel Jack coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. And yes, we're coming to you with the whole truth and nothing but the truth radio broadcast. And today, we're in the book of Isaiah, the 44th chapter. And today is the Sabbath day, y'all. Today is the Sabbath day, okay? And we have to realize that now it's time for us to mature, time for us to be grown in Christ, okay? What are we going to do about walking in the truth? What are we going to do about obeying and keeping the commandments of God, okay? All of this stuff that's been forced on us was forced on us by, you know, by the Roman government, by the Roman Empire, by the Roman Catholic Church, and by the Protestant Church. And we have to question ourselves as to where these beliefs came from. Where do we find them at in the Bible? What does the Bible say? Okay, now we know that the apostles, as was their tradition, that, you know, after they kept the Sabbath day, but then that the apostles met on Sunday. They met after the Sabbath day. They came together on the next day, on the first day of the week, and they had their fellowship. But that was not they wasn't creating a new Sabbath day. They were just meeting together on that day. Okay, so now, what am I telling you? I don't care. You can meet on Mondays. You can meet on Tuesday. You can meet on Wednesday. Matter of fact, the church need to be open 7 days a week anyway. You know, and every day you need to be meeting, and you can be having church services and fellowships and worshiping. Every day you should be doing something. There's not a day in the week that you shouldn't be holding some type of service for God. You should be out on the corners witnessing to the homeless, witnessing to those that are out there in the street, to these teenagers that are living out here in the streets, that are sleeping, you know, in these, that's staying out in the clubs all night, that's trying to, you know, they have nowhere to go. You know, the church is the body of Christ. You should be actively out there doing something every day of the week. I'm not going to give you an excuse. I'm not gonna condemn you for worshiping on your Sunday, because I worshiped on Sunday. I brought up in the church worshiping on Sunday, and I got saved. And I met the Lord, and I built churches, and I did the work of God. And I was ignorant of the, you know, I thought that Sunday was the Sabbath day. I grew up that way. I didn't even know any better. But Church of the Living God, once I learned better, once I learned that these things were forced on us by the Roman Empire, once I learned that these things were forced on us by the Roman Catholic Church, then I turned away from those things. And I gave God the honor and I gave God the glory and I began to keep the Sabbath. And when I began to keep the Sabbath, God commanded me. God said, look, there's going to come a time when he told me to take my eyes off of those churches and to put my eyes on the nations, because he have called me to pastor the nation, to lead the people in the right way, to lead them in, to lead them back to the word of God. And see, every now and then, that's what we got to do, Church of the Living God. You got to get in the Bible and line your church up with the word of God, because, you know, we as human beings, we make error. We do things our way. We do things the human way. We do things that are convenient for us. We do things that we are led to do by the Spirit, and we do things that we are led to do by our consciousness, okay? So it may seem right at the time. It may seem right at the time, but if God commands you to change that, then you need to be willing to change that. All right, let's get in the Bible to Isaiah chapter 44. And familiar scripture, we went over these scriptures before. We're going over them again. And you know, all these things that that they're talking about in news today, you know, the Whole Truth and Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast, we've been covering these things for years. Our broadcast started in 2017. We went live in 2017, and we've been going strong ever since. Ever since 2017, we've been out here teaching and preaching the truth and exposing the hypocrisy of this world. We've been exposing the lies, and we've been focusing on the truth. So you know, when God called me, he called me into a total outreach ministry. God wanted me to build a church outside of the four walls of the church. He wanted me to reach the unreachable, to reach those that wasn't going to church, to reach those that was outside of the church. And this is what I do every day. Every day we reach the unreachable. Every day we reach those that are not in the church. Online, we have grown significantly. Through our SCLC Stop the Violence and Incarceration campaign, we have reached the whole nation. We have reached the whole world. We are dealing with ministries and with outreaches around the world. And God prepared me for that, because when I came into the ministry newly, I was automatically working with Bishop Josiah. Back then we called him Reverend Josiah. And he was from the Igbo Nation of Nigeria, which brought me in contact with the Israelites. They are the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They are a bloodline directly from Israel. Directly, when I say Israel, I'm talking about they are Hebrews. They're from the lineage of Shem. They're from the lineage of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, you know, and God has centered my life around being around these people, and I know that I have a lineage with them. I know that they are my ancestors, that they are my kinsmen, and this ministry was birthed in that, and we have been practicing the word of God, and we've been walking in the word of God ever since. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And yep, and once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. All right. in the book of Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah, the 44th verse, 44th chapter, I'm sorry. It says, yet hear now, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. You see, God has a particular people. Although God is the God of all mankind, God is the God of all mankind, God has chosen a people. He chose a people. And we are that people. Okay? A lot of people don't want to admit the fact that when the word of God says that God made man from the dust of the earth, you know, that means he made man out of the outcast byproducts of the earth. And everybody know that dust is brown. That dust is brown. So that means that the first man was not white. The first man was brown. The first man was brown. And God is not embarrassed of brown people. God is not embarrassed of white people or yellow people or red people. The skin tones of a nation doesn't make the nation. We are the children of the Most High God. All right, y'all, this is the Holy Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. I'm going to have to cut this broadcast short. And I have an emergency right now, so I'm going to have to cut the radio broadcast short. And we're not going to be able to get into Isaiah, the 44th chapter. So I'm going to try to come back to you live. I'm going to try to come back to you live and see what we can do. All right, y'all. We had some difficulties, but now we're back live, and I hope that you can hear me. We are in the book of Isaiah. We're in the book of Isaiah, the 44th chapter of the book of Isaiah, and I read to you the first verse where it says, yet, hear now, O Jacob, meaning that they're speaking to the children of God. When they say, O Jacob, they're speaking to the nation of Israel, speaking to God's chosen people. It says, my servant. It says, hear now, O Jacob, my servant, meaning that God has chosen a people, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Okay, it says that God has chosen a people. God has chosen us. Okay, now there's no getting around the fact that we are the children of the Most High God. Now, you know, they have enslaved us, they have impoverished us, they have beat us, they have ripped us, they've lynched us, they've raped us, they've done all kinds of horrible things to us. But that signifies that we are the children of the Most High God. Because all throughout the Bible, we see that the children of Israel were placed in slavery, were placed in servitude, was always being abused by other nations. Why? Because they failed to keep the word of God. And God told them that if y'all fail to keep my commandments, that these things were going to happen to you, that these things were going to come to pass. And we as a nation have suffered these things. And we continue to suffer these things because we fail to keep the commandments of God. All right, second verse, Isaiah 44 and 2. It says, thus saith the Lord, who made you and formed you from the womb, who will help you. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant. He's speaking to us that he's speaking to us, Black America. He's speaking to his children. He's speaking to the nation of Israel. He's not speaking to the rest of the world. He's speaking to us. All right? It says, fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and you, Jeroboam, whom I have chosen. Verse 3, for I will pour water on him who is thirsty and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit in your descendants and my blessings on your offspring. Look, y'all, for the disobedience of our elders, for the disobedience of those that came before us, we've got the whole Bible up here as our example. And Isaiah is giving you the prophecy that came straight to him from God. And this Bible tells the story of our walk with God. You know, it tells it doesn't hide anything. It tells when we did good, it was that. It tells when we did good, when we did righteously, it says so. When we did unrighteously, it says so. The Bible tells you it doesn't hide anything. It doesn't hide anything. So as a result of that disobedience, as a result of their failures to keep the commandments of God, these things have come to pass. Now, I'm not going to be involved in any kind of religious disputes, Baptist, Methodist, Holiness, Pentecost, full gospel, Hebrew Israelites, and all these things that are going around now, because we have the Word of God. What we need to do is teach the Word of God. Tell us that we need to come together. Yes, because they try to hide that fact that of who we are. Now God, in his process of time, he said that he's going to bring us back. He's going to, where we've been thirsty, where we've been destitute, he said that in verse 3 it says, for I will pour water on him who is thirsty. God is enlightening us. God is bringing us back to reality. God is bringing that knowledge back to us as to who we are. God is bringing back the knowledge. We know that because of our disobedience, he said that we would not be confederacies would come against us to make us not even be a nation again, that we would be scattered all over the face of the earth, that we would not even know who we are. And that has already happened. But in our lifetime, God has brought back that knowledge. God has, in our lifetime, God is revealing to us the truth. He's bringing us back to the knowledge of himself. He's bringing us back to the knowledge of who we are, because we did not know that we were the children of Israel. We did not know that we were descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because the Bible has been whitenized, because they have whitewashed the Bible. They whitewashed Jesus Christ. They whitewashed the nation of Israel. Even in Israel right now, the nation that's in Israel is Khazar. They're from European descent, but they are from Russian descent, but they are living inside of Israel as though they were the children of Israel. And all these things have happened according to the Word of God. But the Word of God prophesied that these things were going to happen, that we were going to be excommunicated, kicked out of Israel, and we were going to be scattered around the world. Until the day that Christ comes back, you know, Israel was going to be ran down, was going to be trampled down by Gentiles, by another nation, by outside nation. And that's exactly what's happening now. In Palestine. Right now, those are people from the Arab descent that are trampling down the land. And in Israel, Those are people from the Khazars. They're down there now, trampling down the land. And we are what we're supposed to be. We are outcasts. We are scattered around the world until waiting for the coming of our Lord and Savior, where we would be reunited, where God would gather back up Israel. And right now, what we're living in right now, we're living in the time of the gathering, where God is gathering us back together as his people. All right, let's go up here to the, let's go back to the third verse. It says, "For I will pour water on him that is thirsty," meaning that God is going to satisfy our thirst for knowledge. Excuse me, y'all. I've been sick and I'm really, you know, kind of in an emergency situation right now, but we're going to continue to go on with the word of God. It says, "For I will pour water on him who is thirsty and floods on dry ground." Okay, and then it says, "And I will pour my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring." And God has done this because we've seen the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and we see and we're witnessing the outpouring of his spirit now. What God is doing right now, he's refreshing us. He's revitalizing us. He's bringing us back to our knowledge. He's bringing us back to who we are. He's bringing us back, people. He's bringing us back. He's bringing us back to the knowledge of who we are. He's bringing us back to the knowledge of where we came from. We are the children of the Most High God. And look, you know, when I was doing the SCLC Stop the Violence and Incarceration Love Fest, you know, I started off the Love Fest with the same subject, with the same sentence. Okay, and I stood before the people and I told them, you know, that we are here because this is the gathering, that God is bringing us together as a nation of people. It's time for us to put the guns down. Time for us to stop killing each other. And then I would tell the people this. I would say, look, do you know what is the greatest, the biggest top secret in the world today? And yeah, people would say one thing, and then somebody else would say another thing, and somebody else would guess another thing. And I would tell them, no, the greatest top secret in the world, the greatest top secret in the world is who we are. Who is Black America? Who are we? Where did we come from? What part of Africa did we come from? Are we Ghanaian? Are we South America, South African? Are we South Ethiopian? Are we Egyptian? Are we Nigerian? Are we no? Who are we? The greatest top secret in the world today is who we are, and that top secret is now out. Everybody know who we are. Everybody know that we are the children of Israel. We are the children of Judah. That we are the descendants of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. That we are the lost tribes of Israel that have been scattered. We are the lost tribes of Israel that have been lost. And God has gathered us according to his word. He said that we will go in slavery again. And Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68, he said that we're going to go in captivity again. But this time we were going to go in ships, and we were going to be sold as slaves, as bondmen and bondwomen. And nobody was going to redeem us, meaning that nobody was going to get us out of this situation. So we've had great leaders that have come, Frederick Douglass, Dr. King, Malcolm X, all these great leaders that have come throughout the years, but nobody was able to redeem us. Why? Because the word of God said that we will be redeemed by God, that God is going to fight for us, that God is going to deliver us. I told y'all that for this whole year I was going to be coming out of the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter, where God told Abram, know for assuredly that your servants are going to go into slavery again. But this time they're going to go to a land that is not their own. He's going to separate them out of Israel, that we're going to go into slavery in a strange land, in a faraway land. And we were going to be in that faraway land as slaves for 400 years. And the first slave ships came here to America in August 1619. Okay, so that means in August of 2019, that marks the end of our 400 years of captivity here in America and servitude and being mistreated, which the Bible describes it completely. If you go to the book of Genesis, you can read that in the 15th chapter, the 13th and 14th verse, and you'll see it plainly stated that that was going to happen to us, and that has happened to us. So all these things that have come to pass, but now there is a knowledge, there's an awakening that's going on. The people are waking up as to find out as to who they are, who we are. Then now the world, whole world knows that we are the children of Israel, that we are the ones that the Bible is talking about. We didn't know that. My grandfather and them didn't know that. You know, they were brought up in a world of slavery, a world of segregation and racial inequality. They were brought up in a whole different other world. But now we see the truth. Now we know the truth. Now we are experiencing the truth. And it's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to get up and to begin to do the works of God. All right. All right, y'all, this is the whole truth. I got some emergency situation going on here because I'm not feeling well. I've been sick for a while now. But we still must go on. All right. So now what we see here in the 44th chapter of the book of Isaiah, God is going to restore us. God is going to pour out his spirit upon us. And this is what we're living in, the time that we're living in today. He's renewing us. He's revitalizing us. All right, the fifth verse says, and one shall say, I am the Lord. Okay, well, hold on. Let me read the fourth verse. It says, they will spring up among the grass like willows by the watercourse. One shall say, I am the Lord. This is what I wanted to really share with you. And another will call himself by the name of Jacob. And another will write with his hand, the Lord's. And the name of himself by the name of Israel. See, look, y'all, here it is. Here it is. We're living in 2023. And now all of a sudden we got all these divisions out here where group of people are saying that they are the children of God. Another group of people are saying we are the Hebrew Israelites. Another group of people are saying we are Jehovah's Witnesses. Another group of people are saying we are the Apostolic Church of this and that. Okay, all of you are saying the same thing. All of you are saying that you are Israel. Okay, all of you are saying the same thing, that you are Israel, but each one of you are coming out with a different name. Okay, and this is what we're living through today. This is exactly what we're living through today. One is saying that he's the Lord. Another one is saying that he is called Jacob. Okay, let us be children of the Most High God. Let us be the children of God. Why we got to have a different name or a different denomination or a different sect when we are the children? That's what we are. We are the children of the Most High God. Let's represent that. Let's represent that. And let us line ourselves up with the commandments of God. This is the reason why we're in this situation today is because we fail to keep the commandments of God. It's time for us to go back in the Old Testament and get familiar with the commandments of God and start teaching our children and start teaching our descendants and start teaching all of our offspring about God, about the commandments of God. And it's time for you to separate yourself from that from that Roman Catholic Church and from the Protestant churches and from those beliefs that are not in the Bible. If it's not in the Bible, then you don't need to be following it. If it's not in the Word of God, then you need to shake that off. You need to go back in the Book of Enoch. You need to go back and read the books that are not in the Bible, so that we can build up a covenant with God. Make a covenant with God to line yourself up with the Word of God and begin to walk in the Word of God. All right, y'all. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel, again, I've been coming to you live. And we did get into the 44th chapter of the book of Isaiah. And we did get to the fifth verse. And and the sixth verse says, "Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel." See, that means he's speaking to us. This is not to the rest of the world. He's speaking to his chosen people. Black America, he's speaking to you. "Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts." It says, "I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God." There is no God. "And who can proclaim as I do? Then let him declare it and set it in order before me. Since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show these to them. Do not fear, nor be afraid. I have not told you. Have I not told you from that time and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Indeed, there is no other rock. I know not one." So God is saying, look, haven't I told you who I am? Haven't I declared to you that I am your God, that I am the God of Israel, of Jacob? That he's speaking to us. He's speaking. This message wasn't for the whole entire world. This message was for us, for his chosen people. Black America, if you say that you are the children of Israel, that you are the Israelites, then this message, Isaiah 44, is for you. This message is directly for you. God is saying it's time for you to line up with me. It's time for you to come back home. It's time for you to remember who your God is. It's time for you to line up with God. If he's not God, then God is challenging you. Then you declare it. Then you show forth what's getting ready to come to pass before it come to pass, and let the world know. But God has given us the whole Word of God, and he's let us know everything that was getting ready to come to pass before it came to pass. And we are living in those times right now, and it's time for us to wake up, and it's time for us to set ourselves down, and to realize that we are in a covenant with God, that Moses made that covenant with God and the children of Israel in the wilderness, and that we are still under that same covenant to this day. But we keep breaking it. We keep breaking the covenant with God. We keep we keep going astray. And every time we go astray, God places us back in servitude. God places us back in hardship. God places us back under the whip of other nations. And now it's time for us to wake up and come out of that. It's time for us now, what God is telling us, he's getting ready to replenish us. He's getting ready to restore us. He's getting ready to pour fresh water on us. He's getting ready to quench our thirst. He's getting ready to fill us with his spirit. He's getting ready to revive us. He's getting ready to bring us back as his children, to bring us back as his chosen nation. So the whole world is going to see that we are the chosen nation of God. All right. Peace and blessings.